Before I ask for a motion to open the public hearing, I'd like to read the public hearing that was put in the paper. Notice of public hearing on applicability of or immunity of town land use laws upon Carroll Public Library project. Notice is hereby given that a public hearing will be held by the town board of the town of Carroll, New York, at the town hall, Main Street, Carroll, on March 17th at 7 o'clock. Let it be known that the other public hearing ran late. It is 8:25 in the evening for the purpose of considering whether the proposed project to construct a new town library building is immune from the applicability of the town of Carroll's land use laws, including site plan review law. All persons interested in this matter will be heard at such time and place as specified. May I have a motion to open up this public hearing?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, Tal.
And with permission of the town board, what I'd like to do, I'll do a brief overview of what this particular public hearing is about and then table this until next month, because this is not something that's required of us right now. We thought that we would have time earlier tonight, but what we can do is just roll this over until next month, because obviously this project is not going to be going before the planning board for a period of time just yet. But it was something that we figured we could get done and just get out of the way. But one of the things that we have to consider when we go forward with the library project, if we go forward with the library project, is that we have site plan review laws, we have land use laws in the town of Carroll, and with anybody else, once you file a building permit application, you have to come before the planning board for site plan review. Now, when a municipality does a project, they do have the ability to declare themselves or the agency that's doing the project immune from their own laws and their own site plan review law and other land use laws. What we were going to do tonight is go through the analysis of that, but because there are 10 points that we have to consider and discuss and then ultimately make a weighing, balancing of those 10 points, it's going to take probably half an hour, 45 minutes at least, if not an hour. And so since we have opened the public hearing, we've begun the process of it, what I would suggest we do is roll this till next month. We can reopen the public hearing, go through the analysis, and then the board can determine whether to grant immunity to the library project from our own site plan review law.
All right. So at this time,
make a motion to suspend the. We're not going to close this public hearing.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. Correct.
But I wish to suspend it to the next public hearing.
Okay. Have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. So this will be state that this public hearing will stay open until our next regular board meeting, which will be in April.
Do you want to do that? It's reopen at 7 o'clock? In April?
No.
No. 7:30?
No, I think we should open it at 6:30.
At 6:30?
Yeah.
Okay.
This way it gives us an hour and we start our regular board meeting.
All right.
All right, so this public hearing will reconvene at 6:30 on the third Wednesday of April, which is our normal regular board meeting night. Okay.
John, can I ask one question?
During our public comment, because this is otherwise we're just going to open up. Otherwise, we're just going to open up a whole thing. Tal has advised us that we can keep this open at that time, and I'd be more than happy to hear your comments at that time. Okay.
All right. That'll be the 21st.
The 21st. Okay. Okay. Now, all right. Now we will move on with our regular board meeting. Yes, at this time, could we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and we'll start this.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. At our last monthly meeting, we were, I gave everybody the minutes, February 17th meeting. Has everybody had an opportunity to review these? Yes? All right. With that said, Can I have a motion to accept the minutes of the March 17th regular town board meeting?
February?
February. I'm sorry. February 17th. Do I have a second? I will second them. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Those minutes are approved. At this time, give the board members their copies for the March 4th workshop so that you can have time to review them. And we'll be able to act on these at our workshop in April. Okay. Because we did run over, Ray Mahler had a prior commitment, our ambulance administrator, so I will read his report tonight. Excuse me. Total calls for February 2010 was 34. Advanced life support with Greene County EMS were 14. Intermediate life support was 4. Basic life support was 22. And RMA is 17. Total amount billed out was $36,020. Ray has mentioned that, and him and I have spoke, that he's in need of a new hot water heater up at his building, which is being taken care of. The state has approved the town's use for the ePCR, the electronic PCR units that we purchased the computers for, which they carry on board with them. So the state has given them the approval, and now they're just waiting for the regional EMS organization to approve that now, too. So. Next, we have the assessor. Janice?
I got the assessor.
You got Janice's report. Okay.
Assessor's monthly report for March. 15 transfers for the month of February. That was her complete report.
Okay. All right. Code enforcement.
I got that, too.
You got that, too.
Before I give the code, she gave me a little advisory here. Please be advised, as of February 22nd, 2010, New York State mandates the installation of carbon monoxide detectors in all new and existing homes. If you will please advise the public of this announcement at the town board meeting, it would be appreciated. And she gave me copies of the code. If anybody likes that, I'll put them out here on the desk.
Okay.
But it's existing as well as new homes as of February 22nd. Now I'll read her. Building Department, for the month of February 18th to March 17th, they issued 10 building permits, 18 inspections were performed on current projects and or violations, no certificate of CEOs were issued, and 4 certificate of compliances were issued. 14 complaints are currently being investigated. Of those 14 complaints, 10 of them are in violation of the junk and litter law, 1 is a violation of the building code. 0 new complaints are being investigated, 1 violation was closed, and 4 violations are pending in court. That's the building.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Festivals. Moki Pambianchi and I passed emails back and forth together, and Rich, you had spoken to her also.
Right.
She had shown interest in possibly being the liaison to the town board for any festivals that we have in town, parades, things like that. Her schedule is just filled up right now, so she's not able to do that. So we will be looking for somebody to be the liaison to the board for those different things, just so that an organization in town, if they're having an event, they know who to contact to bring that information to the town board. So if anybody knows there's anybody, please send them forward. Okay. Highway Department. Steve?
Yeah. I'm sorry, this may be a little lengthy. This month, the superintendent of highways met up in Albany to try and advocate our lawmakers for our CHIPS allotment. There was about 500 members that attended. May 8th is our scheduled cleanup. I still haven't received notice from the county yet whether or not we can do it, but we're going to go ahead with the May 8th date. I'm sure it's just waiting for a letter. We're continuously fixing potholes. We had a minor flooding issue on the 13th and 14th, as you all probably know. We've been doing culvert inspections and cleaning out clogged culverts. FEMA, due to that five-day storm we had, FEMA asked how much money it cost us for those 5 days. It was about $75,000, and we sent that report down to the county's office. During the five-day snowstorm, we lost power at the highway garage. We had numerous mechanical difficulties with equipment throughout the 5 days. Our fleet's a little older, so as fast as we could get the trucks running, we were having breakdowns. Three of the four small trucks we have broke down. Two of them were major repairs. The other ones we got back up and running, and they were fixed immediately. Two out of the five Oshkoshes we have, they blew the plow pumps towards the fourth day, and they were total. We couldn't use them. We did the best we could. We had to call in a lot of seasonal employees to help us remove trees with our winging operations and to plow. We had numerous winging operations during those 5 days, as you all probably know, with mailboxes and things like that that we may have hit or taken down on. During the five-day storm, we had split shifts. The crew, due to the fact that we were on the road for 24 hours a day, the first day, I split the men up, and we always had coverage the whole time. During the heaviest times, all the men were in, and during the light times, we had five men in. Now there are seven shifts. There are seven plowing routes. All the routes were covered. We did the best we could. When I wasn't there, Dave Jennings was there, so we tried to cover the whole five-day period as best we could. Right now, the men have been hauling stone dust and sand dust to fill the salt and sand shed. We're looking at prices to haul our stone this year due to the fact that our two tandems have close to 200,000 miles on them. So I'm going to be looking into prices small to town.
We talked about that the other day.
Yep.
Have you started getting
yes,
those prices?
Actually, I looked at the county's. I don't want to mention any numbers. You have them in front of you there. I looked at the county's number, and I also probably be a good idea to we have the county's number to consider. Mm-hmm. If you authorize me to put it in the paper to see, maybe we can have somebody haul it in an outsider. I'm sure everybody's looking for work.
Okay.
Unless you want me to go off of Green County's numbers there.
All right.
Of course, everybody's seen Silver Spur. Silver Spur was reclaimed back in 1998, so it's about had its lifespan. This winter took a toll on a lot of roads. The town board and I will be taking a ride in April to take a look at the roads. It's probably possible that some of the roads that we had planned on doing last year in our budget may not get done due to the fact that our roads have taken such a hit this year. I asked, we'll have to set a date tonight to take a ride.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There are a few other issues while we take a ride that we need. Mr. Reinwald was here before. We need to see him. Maybe we can plan the whole thing together. One of the things that we learned during a snowstorm, which we already knew, but is we need to electrical service at the highway garage. I'd like to get a price on putting a bypass like everyone has in their home. Some people have in their home that they hook up a generator, mostly for the fuel, because we were out for about 12-13 hours. Luckily, we have a way of hooking. I won't tell you how, but we have a way of hooking the fuel up where we can get the fuel to pump into the, so we can keep the trucks running on the road. With that said, I think we need a little more conventional method. Maybe minimal lights. Our general stuff that we need, to keep us going.
The generator's sitting right up there, isn't it?
Yeah, the big one, yes. That's not quite ready yet. I think one of our biggest nightmares with that generator is going to be Ron has it so it's almost running, and that'll be great, but there's the cable that goes from the generator to our two-hour building. We're missing that. I think that's going to be a big component because there's a special kind of connection, which, you know, God only knows. Maybe the telephone company knows, you know. The other thing would be powering up the panel. That's going to cost, to convert everything.
All I'll say is just get that information and bring it to us.
Okay.
If you need it, bring it to us and let us determine if we should go with it or not and get us different prices.
Okay.
Because otherwise it'll be next month and we'll be back here saying, oh, I need this stuff.
Right.
Go out and get prices and bring it to us and then we'll decide, if it's something that we can do or not.
Yeah. One of the things that we found the last couple of days is the service to the salt sand shed. We have two poles that are on town property. The service line was taken down by the tree during the storm. We're going to need to get that fixed. It's probably not a priority. Hopefully the winter's over. I'm going to say the winter's over, hopefully. But before next winter, we're going to need that service back to the sand and salt shed fixed.
Well, again, there's another thing. Just call, get pricing and bring it to the workshop. And if it's something that we can do now, we'll do it. If not, then, but go out and get some prices on it and some quotes just so we know what we're dealing with.
Okay. That's about it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Yes. He does help, but some of the bulbs are out.
I have several complaints with people, and I have those homes that address them.
Well, at buildings and grounds, well, go ahead. Robert Usilia. Robert, here.
For the month of March, I'd just like to report that I answered inquiries on local history, including sending images of some South Caro resorts to a woman in Alaska. Worked with the Chamber of Commerce Committee on planning for the Gala Ball, giving them historical information that would help them come up with their questions that will be on the scenes that you'll see painted on the Bears, their community art project. Continued to prepare information on the proposed historic village walking tour. We'll also coordinate with a committee that is formed in Purling and Round Top. They'd also like to do a similar project there, so we're hoping to coordinate with them so that the graphics will be, consistent and that people won't get confused. We canceled the February meeting of the Caro Historical Association due to the severe weather that's been mentioned. And have maintained the town scrapbook. And also, I know you already had the public hearing for the library, but I just wanted to present a letter that I put together in support of the project that is from the Caro Historical Association. Thanks for any help you can give on that project.
Thank you, Robert. Chief Spray, Police and Animal Control.
For the past month, the police department handled a total of 99 calls for service. Of those calls, 50 were criminal in nature, 47 non-criminal, 2 unclassified. We handled 15 dog complaints. We're currently investigating 2 code violations with the code enforcement office, and we are assisting with the prosecution of 4 pending complaints in the town court. We answered calls for 11 accidents. We issued 4 parking summonses. We issued made 15 arrests with 16 charges for the month, and we issued 71 traffic citations for the month as well. Dog complaints are still ongoing. We did make an arrest today on an animal cruelty case of a family that wasn't taking care of their pets. Times are tough, but make sure you take care of your dogs. Make sure they have food, shelter, and sustenance. It is a big thing, and there are a lot of people that are complaining about the animals being left outside in the cold. So. We currently have 2 dogs in the shelter. The public's help is needed for anybody that's looking for a pet so that we don't have to euthanize these animals. We can find them a good home instead of doing that.
Thanks, Chris. Next, buildings, grounds, parks. Rich, do you have any?
The building maintenance man's working and cleaning the roof and trying to fix the leaks, and he's cleaning up the park for the trees that were down on the roof. He's pulled them out and he's chipped them. He got the town chipper.
Yeah, chipped down there today.
So, yeah, that's all we got.
All right. Doug, you just had a question regarding the lights on Main Street.
Yeah, they've received several complaints from people, and I've noticed myself that obviously it's lights are on, lights are off in Main Street. You know, I just wonder if there's anything we can finally get it settled or they're all on. It takes bucks to something.
Right. When was that? Back in probably before Christmas? They were all on.
Back,
and
yeah.
Everything.
I never
Phoenix, we got Phoenix in here. They got everything up and running. I'll ask Paul to check. Chris, could you have the guys go through and write down which ones are out, and then we'll have Paul check them. It might just be a bulb that we can replace.
Yeah, that's something.
You know, or
it
might be something else.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that. Thank you, Chris. Okay, water and sewer. Kathy.
Okay, on water, you all have copies of the annual water quality report that's been completed and will be in the water bills that will go out April 1st. Also, at our February meeting, I asked how you felt about having robotic observations come in and cleaning and everything on the storage tank, and I haven't gotten any word back yet from them. And the man called me and wanted to know because we have to go on a list for when it could be cleaned. So I want to, you know, I'd like some, hopefully a decision, a positive decision on that. And under the sewer EDU bills went out March 1st. Penalties were put on sewer use. And we have a problem at 526 Main Street, which will be addressed tomorrow morning, I believe, 9 o'clock, regarding a septic tank. Hopefully that'll be positive.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Thank you. And I'll put the water tank under new and old business. And the report from Joe Meyer regarding the sewer department. We obtained compliance for the month of February. Plant and filters are performing well. Rain events of 1 inch or better still create a problem at the wastewater treatment plant. Recovery time is much better with the filters online, but it does require additional operator hours to maintain filters and facility compliance. At the pump stations, all pump station number one at Cumberland, all conditions were normal. Schindler's, normal. Schneider Lane, the EX operates a generator monthly to keep that going, so if we do need it, it's taken care of, and the others are working properly. The one pump station number 6 on Jerome Avenue, he has preparations for a control breaker to be replaced. But other than that, everything is okay as far as Joe's report. Dan? Planning board?
We had our regular meeting on March 3rd. There was two public hearings that were scheduled, one for a site plan and one for a subdivision. The site plan showed up, the subdivision didn't. We continued our review of the Charter Realty project, which is the supermarket project, and we voted our intent to declare ourselves lead agency for the seeker review. We're waiting on paperwork and stuff from Charter Realty so that we can circulate it out to the other involved agencies. We continued our review of two other pending projects, a site plan and a subdivision, and one new individual came to us with to discuss the viability of his site plan proposal, and we said it looked like a viable thing, so go ahead and flesh it out, and so he's hopefully going to come back because it seems like a nice project. And we felt it would be acceptable for the town. And from what I understand, the members of the board will be at our workshop meeting tomorrow night to discuss the revisions to the site plan law. Is that correct? Okay. Very good.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay.
Library?
We've been really, really busy working on our presentation, but we did other things too. Some of the board members went to Lobby Day, which is up in Albany. We got to talk to Seward and Lopez, which is Assemblyman and our representatives. We invited Lopez to be a judge at our talent show that we're going to have on March 26th. It's going to be a fundraiser for the radio and for the library. So it's going to be a fun day. And Bill Lawrence is going to be the MC for us. So that should be good. The board members visited the Middleburg Library just to kind of get some ideas of the inside and what, and of course we just got envious of their beautiful library, which we hope to have someday. And we also, the board has met about three times a week for the whole month, so we've been really busy. I don't have any figures for circulation or anything because we really haven't had time to put it together. But we've been really busy right now.
All right. Mr. Lawrence is here. He's bouncing from meeting to meeting. Would you like to?
I just wanted to a couple things. The Steve mentioned the 5 days of snow, rain, and no power. $75,000 for the town of Carroll. Countywide is $1.4 million. But for any reimbursement, the state has to have a total of $24 million. So where it was snowing and no power here, other counties had, you know, pretty good weather. So it may not give us that reimbursement we're looking for. But just next month, the town board is going to be invited to a NIMS educational seminar. That's the National Incident Management System, which is required for all elected officials. So you'll be getting us in the third week of April, just so you know. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right, moving on to new and old business. We talked about it last meeting, the annual maintenance of the town-owned cemeteries, you know, mowing them and things like that. So we have it listed for a resolution. I'd like to pass that to get that out. It's going to be time before you know it. Next, I would like to introduce Pat Pugsley, who is a representative of the Carroll Fire Department, regarding the convention that the town of Carroll is hosting in 2011. Pat?
Thanks, John. I gave you folks a letter that we put together at the meeting the other night. 2011, the first week in September, Carroll is going to be hosting the Greene County Firemen's Convention. It is also the 125th anniversary of the fire company. So I wasn't around for all of it, but it was 4 years. Tommy's been around. Tommy's the only charger for all that. Well, we're going to go a little bit overboard with the celebration because it's an anniversary. Tuesday and Wednesday are the annual meetings and dinners for the ladies' auxiliary. Thursday is the men's dinner and meeting. Friday night there will be a Mardi Gras parade. Saturday is the dress parade. All right, and we are going to be requesting to close down traffic on Friday night and Saturday for a period of time each day for the parades. We are also that week, in addition to the celebration for the fire company, it happens to be the 10th anniversary of 9/11. So we are having representation come up from the New York City Fire Department. And we have talked over the last 3 years with all the groups, all the different bands that play in a parade, and we're composing the music for a mass musical show down at the park after the dress parade. I don't know if you folks know about band music, but This band plays one key, that band plays another key, so they're going to write the music that they do for, you know, a bunch of songs. So they all play the same music and put together a presentation there. We are going to request that we have use of the park starting on Wednesday the 6th through Sunday so that we have time to clean up, and that'll be the entire park, including the football fields. The intent for the football field is we will have a little over 3,000 flags placed out there as a tribute to the 9/11 people who lost their lives. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember when the Vietnam Wall was up here a few years back.
Yeah.
Same idea. All right. It won't be driven on, you know, parked on or anything else, but we will need parking facilities down there. A couple of spots throughout town. We'll need shuttle buses to get marchers from point A to point B and back again. So there's going to be a lot going on. We're talking probably 5,000 people here Saturday. going to put a pretty good size crowd in town. We're going to have to do portlets, tables and chairs, tents, and it's going to take a while to get set up and run, and we need that extra time Sunday to get it taken down and cleaned up. We will have fireworks on Friday night after the Mardi Gras parade, and on Friday night and Saturday both, we will have rides for all the children at no cost. There's no tickets you have to go out and buy for each ride, so it'll be just paid for out of the convention funds. So we are, like I said, we need the commitment on the park and the roads and stuff we're going to have to do in the town. We'd also like to get commitment from the money. We had talked about this a couple of times over the past couple of years. We're talking probably close to $100,000 in bills before we get done. Fire company's been raising money. We stand right now at about $20,000 in cash. We should come close to double that by this time next year. They asked the town to look at putting, $15,000 to $20,000 into it as a celebration, festival type thing. We'll also got a hold of Bill and Harry Leonard are going to try to get some extra money from the county for it. Anybody's got any questions on that? I'd love to answer them. But,
what are the exact dates you
need? We're going to start, Wednesday at the very latest, Rich, through Sunday. And the reason I say through Sunday is so that we have time to get the tents down, get everything cleaned up.
So, 7th through the 11th?
Yes, yes.
All right, and I see Pat at the bottom. You'd like to see if we could have somebody from the town board act as a committee person.
It would work out. Okay. Or big help.
Do I have a volunteer who would be interested in sitting with the committee, the fire department committee? William? Okay. All right. The
committee meets the third Monday of every month from now on.
Here. Doug, is that a conflict with zoning?
Yeah, it's a conflict with zoning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I have anybody else that would like to act as a co-chair? Or? All right. I will, between Doug and I, we will be there. Yeah. Third Monday?
7:05.
7:00? At the firehouse?
Yes.
From now until that week.
Okay. I'm sure that as we get to this point next year, we'll work with this by third Monday.
Right.
By that time, everything should be set in stone. It's just a matter of getting the work done.
Okay.
It's a lot of coordinating to figure this out. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Okay. All right. And if you could possibly come back and update us every third month or so. Right now, and then as we get closer, because we have the police department obviously is going to be involved,
there's
state police.
There, we'll have them surrounded, so we got them where we
want them. the ambulance, the state police, the sheriffs, I'm sure this is going to be quite the.
Yeah, they're going to get everybody involved.
Right.
I know that the Pop Warner's down a football field there, and the high school team practices down there. I had written to Greg Hagan last year, same time I wrote to you, and I haven't heard anything back from him. I don't even have any idea who the Pop Warner contact is, but I don't want to have conflicts.
Right.
But when we're down there, like I said, the whole park, we don't have an argument in the middle of everything saying, well, you can't do this, you can't do that.
The only thing... Would you be using the actual Little League field also, the field itself?
Yes, we're going to be with the car works.
The rear field or the front field?
Well,
well, sometimes that fall baseball league, but we'll speak to them. We'll get them involved also because they're going to need to know for their scheduling purposes.
Right.
So.
Their playoffs start.
Now they can change their schedule instead of a home game, there'll be an away game.
An away game or
the other end the next time around.
Okay. All right, so we have Pop Warner, Little League. possible. Okay. I just want to make sure we get everybody covered.
And there's somebody that haven't gotten that letter that we need to definitely
let me know. Right. We're going to be meeting with, at our next workshop, hopefully a representative from all the organizations, athletic organizations that use the town park. At the workshop, so hopefully they'll all be there and we can explain these dates to them at that time too.
What
first Thursday? It will be April 1st at 4 o'clock. So if you can come or have somebody come, and just so we can explain to them. Yes. And if not, I have your letter, and we'll be able to explain that to them.
I don't know, we talked about this before, there was some concern about using the football field, so that's what the football field is going to be, it's going to be a memorial.
Okay, perfect.
The Girl Scouts have promised to put the play to that pattern set up for it.
Great, okay. And thank you for taking that into consideration, and that's a perfect thing for it, perfect. All right, very good, thank you. Okay. Next we have, last month we spoke about sending representatives to the New York State Clerks Conference for this year. And we tabled that until this meeting. Does anybody have any other comments? Looking back at some meetings, we were limiting, we were trying to cut down on attendance outside of town for these types of conferences. It is a once-a-year conference. It is out of town. It's in Saratoga this year, correct?
Right.
Okay.
It's a town clerk conference. It's a conference I've been attending for the last 10 years. It was in New York State. There are 932 towns, of which 870 are members of this organization. At every town clerk conference, there's usually around 450 to 500 town clerks that attend. So basically this was put together back in 1982 to aid in the professional development, continuing education of the town clerks across New York State. It's a very well attended and very well put together organization, and you learn so much, and it's something that you learn from one another. You learn, every town clerk has a problem in some way, shape, or form, either with their board or with a constituent or, with their offices. And, it's just a matter of getting together, and they bring you up to date on the updates. And it's just a wonderful organization, and it is well worth going.
Okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions regarding this?
Well, I was wondering if there's any kind of certification or educational credits or units that goes with this.
Yes. Yes. We get 10 continuing education credits that we use towards our Registered Municipal Clerks award. And back in 2007, I was awarded a Registered Municipal Clerk. And each year, I obtain more continuing education credits to be renewed when the renewal comes up every 3 years.
Is there any other way you can get these credits? Any way that would be, like a local day thing, as opposed
no,
to?
No, there really isn't. I mean, we do have Columbia Greentown Clerks Association that we meet 6 times a year, but we don't get credits for that.
Anybody else have questions or comments?
I expressed my comments at the workshop.
Okay.
We had our budget bare bone, and we said we eliminate any travel and conferences except that were mandated by the state.
It's not mandated. Are you up for your renewal for your records management? It's not your third year cycle, right?
No, but it's you have to gain it each year. So 2007, actually this year I am up. It's a 3-year certification. I was certified back in 2007. I'm up this year. I mean, it's part education, it's part experience that they take it. So it is something I am going for.
All right. Any other comments, Ray? Doug?
Is this...
Janet?
No. Is this for one person from your... For just you, or you and somebody?
It's just for one person.
All right. It was quite expensive, if I remember, wasn't it?
Did we figure out what the total cost was?
Yeah,
I think for one person...
Almost 800 with the school and everything.
School and the hotel.
The hotel, yeah.
I don't think it's 800. Run up, 699. Yeah.
And that's just for?
That's for everything. That's meal and room.
Meals, hotel.
And yep, that's everything. That's in the conference.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, then, when we go down to resolutions, we'll bring it up and we'll go from there. Regarding the energy efficient and renewable energy financing.
This will be better than that.
Okay.
I have my technical assistant.
Okay.
And just to let you know, I don't dream these things up. I was reading the Talk of the Towns from the Association of Towns, and that's where I found this information. This is going to be a really short presentation that will explain it a lot better than I could. I'm going to pass this out to the other town board members, and if you could all look at this, and then at the workshop meeting, we can discuss it better.
Sorry.
Or discuss it more. And then I also made 20 flyers, a brief description of what this is. I didn't know how many people would want it or be interested, but you can just take one and cast it.
Let's say you want to lower your power bills by improving your
cancellation. What this is basically for is for residential use, but for how a municipality can help homeowners upgrade their homes in terms of energy efficiency.
Let's say you want to lower your power bills by improving your home, like insulation, solar panels, or a more efficient furnace. City-run PACE programs are the way to finance these types of projects without taking on an equity loan. What PACE does is add the cost of the improvements to the property tax bill of your home over several years. PACE stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy. PACE programs usually have small or no upfront costs, making the home improvements easier to swallow. Paying for these particular improvements through a PACE program can save you more money on your power bills than the increase to your property tax bill. In other words, it's a day one savings, no-brainer investment for your home. It's super easy when you sell your home because the improvements go with it, as does the property tax bill. Also, PACE financing doesn't require a credit check. Since it's on your property tax bill, Uncle Sam is pretty good about making sure that he gets paid, so the financing is very secure. How PACE programs benefit society. PACE programs create local contractor work. These are jobs that cannot be exported overseas. Since the financing is so secure, the city is able to raise the money for it, meaning the programs don't eat into any other city programs that are in the budget. Finally, PACE programs help accelerate America to being a leader in green home technology.
I do want you to read this and we'll talk to it more, but homeowners could basically do upgrades and energy efficient repairs or maintenance or whatever to their homes. It gets financed through bonding, but then the cost is put right on the tax bill. So that pays off the bond.
Okay.
So it doesn't cost the municipality anything. It's a benefit to the homeowners.
Just the initial cost of the bond to get it up and running.
Right. Okay. So if we can talk about it more. And anybody's interested, you can give me a call.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good. Sounds interesting. We'll put this on the agenda for the workshop. Okay. Good. Thank you. Okay. The water tank. Getting that serviced. Does anybody have a problem with moving forward with that? I think it's something that we need to do. Kathy's asked us
Do we have a price on that?
I put it in the list.
I think it was 21 or 24,
something like that. It was like around, we had it done like 6-7 years ago, and I think it's around between $300 and $400 more, so that's not too bad.
All right. We're going to have to get another verbal bid on it because it's over that threshold. I don't even know. Do you know who might do it?
No.
Does the Blue Book maybe have a... Joe might know, somebody that does it.
Yeah.
See, we just can't go and do it because it's over the threshold of what we're allowed to spend without going out to bid. And it can be verbal, just but it has to go out.
Yeah, because Robotic did it the last time.
Right. And I don't know if it went out to bid or not last time, but now it meets that threshold, and it's going to have to, it's just a verbal. You know, we get the company's name, and if they want, even they can send us something, fax us a quote, it's fine, you know. And we can take care of it at the workshop if we can get somebody before the workshop, you know, another bid. And I'm sure Joe, if not Joe, then maybe somebody from Delaware might have a couple of companies that we can refer to, or that Water Blue Book that we get that might have some advertising in there, people that might do it, maybe we could call them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But either way, if you can get that done for the workshop, then we can get it taken care of. Okay. Before we move on to resolutions, does anybody else have any new and old business?
Yeah, we have this thing from Greene County Economic Development, Warren Hart, about the Tour of the Catskills bicycle race.
Yes.
And tomorrow at the 18th at 2 o'clock, they're having a meeting to organize it, and they're requesting we send a representative, available police or fire or ambulance personnel, and they're going to be answering any questions we might have if we want to participate in it.
And I was going to go to it tomorrow, and the Kerry call you, Chief?
Yes,
they did. I thought they did. Will you be able to send a representative?
It's not very much notice. I mean, I
no,
read it today.
It's not. It's
but it sounds like a great thing. They give you the bicycle routes and the
right.
races, and it's going to be a 3-day event.
It looks like most of it's coming through ACRA and Round Top across County Route 31 and then out to 32, but they would like representatives to be there.
What's the event?
It is in July 30th, 31st, and August 1st. And a lot of it is up on the mountaintop in Hunter and in Windham.
Excuse me.
Yeah, but the main event is coming through, starting in Hunter and then swinging through ACRA and then through Catskill and then back up the other side of the mountain. So maybe at the workshop, the chief and I will be able to report back to the board on our meeting tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the dispatch center. Okay. Does anybody else have anything else they'd like to discuss before we move on?
I just wanted to ask Tao, because we've kind of gotten away from it, and I'd like to put it to rest one way or the other. Has there been any movement with recouping the escrow money from Mr. Maggio, or are we just assuming at this point that it's...
There, at this point, it's now clear that they will not voluntarily reimburse
the escrow.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Anything else? New and old? No? All right. Moving on to resolutions. Can I have a motion to go out to bid for the mowing of the town-owned buckles?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Terry, you'll be able to get that out in the paper for us?
Yes, I
will. Okay. Next, the motion for the accepting the sewer use penalties dated March 15th in the amount of $1,262.58. Have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Next, I have a motion accepting the sewer EDU billing dated March 1st in the amount of $49,329. Do I have a second? I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next, we have I have a motion to allow the town clerk, Tara Rumpf, to attend the town clerk's conference April 25th through 28th in Saratoga.
I'll move that.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed.
Okay. And that will just be one person, correct?
Yes. One person.
Okay. Next we have the supervisor's monthly report. Okay, and can I have a motion? I'll make the motion of the supervisor's monthly report given to the board members. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. At this time, I would like to discuss moving forward with the library project. I would like to make the motion that we move forward with going forward with a vote, public vote for this project. Would that be worded properly? Or?
Sure. You want me to explain it a little bit
so the
folks in the public understand?
Mm-hmm.
What the board must do first after having a public hearing tonight is pass a resolution that is subject to a permissive referendum in order to proceed with the bond in order to proceed with the financing of the project itself. Now, what that means is when a motion is subject, or a resolution is subject to a permissive referendum, the public has the opportunity to circulate a petition sometime during the next 30 days. And if they do that petition and present it to the town board with sufficient number of signatures on it, then it must go to a full referendum to all the voters in the town. Also under the statute, the town board of its own authority may pass a second resolution that essentially bypasses that petition process and automatically puts it out to vote for a referendum. So if that's the direction that you intend to go, it would be a two-tiered or two separate resolutions. One, making the resolution to proceed subject to a permissive referendum, and then two, a resolution going directly to the referendum itself and setting a date even for that resolution, I'm sorry, for that referendum and even the language that is to be put to the voters.
Okay. All right. So with that said, then the first, the board wants to go forward with this, and I'm going to make that first motion to go ahead with this, would be for the permissive referendum.
To approve the resolution subject to a permissive referendum.
Can I just jump in real quick? Yep. We have information from our bond council. We're very happy to go to a vote, but I think we need to do the seeker negative declaration first. That's actually written into the bond,
into the
resolution
bond
language.
Resolution.
So we would need to go through the environmental impacts, which we did provide the board with letters from Fish and Wildlife Service, from DEC, saying that there's going to be no environmental impact based on approximately 7,000 square foot building on that back parking lot in the town hall.
So, with that said, do we need to?
If my council wants to do it in that order, that's fine. I don't know. But I was going to do it afterward, but if we can do it now, that's fine.
All right. So, which way?
I do have a short form, so we may as well do it.
Okay.
All right. The short form environmental assessment form is actually a document that is prepared by DEC. It's a blank form, and then it's prepared by the applicant. And the environmental review process has to be done as early in the process as you can once you have sufficient information to make determinations with respect to the impacts that the project might have on the environment. So the first page of the short form simply describes the project. Of course, we all know what that is. That is the construction of the new library here on the back lot. So what I'll do is go through the second page, which is the town board's or the lead agency's responsibility to go through. Now, last month you made a resolution establishing the town board as a lead agency. It's now been 30 days. Nobody stepped forward to challenge that. So officially you are the lead agency on this project. So I'll go through the questions on part two that you'll have to answer and analyze and provide some backup and even make a suggestion as to what the response should be. If you want to talk about it further or disagree with what that suggestion is, then we can do that as well.
Okay.
The first question is, does the action exceed any type 1 threshold under the code, under the SEAKER code? And that's a very specific definition, and it has very specific thresholds. And my response to that is it's a no. It is not a type 1 threshold.
Okay.
All right. The second is, will the action receive coordinated review as provided for unlisted actions under the code? And again, it would be no, because really there are no other approvals or permits that need to come from any other agency other than the town board and the public once if it does go to permissive referendum. So I would again suggest no there.
Okay.
Next is, could the action result in any adverse effects associated with the following: existing air quality, surface or groundwater quality or quantity, noise levels, existing traffic patterns, solid waste production or disposal, potential for erosion, drainage, or flooding problems? The response here is no. The action will take place on property that is currently owned by the town. It's in an existing parking lot. And so with respect to sound, water runoff, all of those items, is not really going to change anything. And in fact, it will probably better all of those items, because the landscape and the engineering that will be ongoing during the project will remedy or at least mitigate whatever issues we may have out there with respect to these particular items.
Okay.
The next is, will the action result in any adverse effects associated with aesthetic, agricultural, archaeological, historic, or other natural or cultural resources, or community or neighborhood character? And again, I think the answer to that is no. SHPO, that's the State Office of Parks and Recreation, have done a study of that area and of the entire town, and they've determined, and we do have a letter here from SHPO saying that there are no echo-sensitive areas in proximity to the project. The next is, will the action result in any adverse effects associated with vegetation, fauna, fish, shellfish, or wildlife species, significant habitats, or threatened or endangered species? Aside from the shellfish out there, we'll have a problem with that. No, and in fact, we even have a letter from DEC saying that there are no endangered species, whether it's vegetation or wildlife in the area. Next is, could the action result in any adverse effects associated with the community's existing plans or goals as officially adopted, or change in use or intensity of the land or other natural resources? Again, I would say no. It does conform with our Main Street Revitalization Plan, and the town board will either grant immunity to this project from our site plan review once we complete that balancing act that we talked about earlier, and we'll do that next week or next month, or we will require them to go through the site plan review process, in which case, in both cases, they will comply with our existing laws.
Okay.
So I think the answer to that is no as well. Could the action result in any adverse effects associated with growth, subsequent development, or related activities likely to be induced by this action? Again, no. It's going to be replacing our existing outgrown facility, and so I think that's fine there. Will there be any adverse effects associated with long-term, short-term, or cumulative, or other effects that we haven't talked about or that we can think of? I can't think of any. And any other impacts, such as quantity or type of energy. It's just not that kind of a project. Will the project have an impact on the environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of a critical environmental area, also known as a CEA? That's a very specific type of designation that a board or another municipality would have to go through. We don't have any in the town of Carroll. In fact, I don't believe there are any in Green County. Lastly, is there or is there likely to be any controversy related to the potential adverse environmental impacts? And while we've been through a number of public hearings and informed information meetings, there has been no controversy whatsoever with respect to the environmental impacts. There really aren't. So again, I would say no. Which would leave us then with needing a resolution declaring a negative declaration. In other words, we would deem it that this project would not have any substantial environmental impacts.
Okay. At this time? Okay. I would like to make the motion that there's a negative declaration.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
One thing I should also point out, under that first question about the drainage and groundwater quality, et cetera, it came out as a question during the public hearing about earlier tonight about whether we could, in fact, even hook up to our existing sewer and water plant system because of the order on consent that we have. And we have been in contact with DEC, and because this facility is already hooked up and is an existing use on our system, they've also determined that if we do build or extend our campus back there, then that too could hook up as an existing hookup. So we're not going to run into a problem with that.
Okay.
Yes. Two of the resolutions that you missed a referendum, right?
Correct.
The second one is if we go straight to a referendum.
Referendum, right.
Is there a date that we can pick that would fit into the legal aspects of
I looked at the calendar, and I think April 27th. It's going to be tight. We will have to make sure that we are very much taskmasters over all the other entities that we don't really have control over, but we have to really push them to make sure that we get it done and that they get their things done as well. But I think that, yes, April 27th is going to be the fourth Tuesday of the month. It would be a very good possibility.
I only said the time limits we have on all the funding and everything, all the good work on the right one to do something. We want to be proactive about it. We must move ahead.
That's why I love that. Yeah. You
know, I know we badger you to have Getty. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Okay. Now, as far as going on with the motion for us to
proceed,
for the town board to proceed
with the bond, bonding as a resolution subject to a permissive referendum.
Right. And that would get us through to that.
That's the first step.
The first step.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I would like to make that motion. Do I have a second to go ahead with that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Pass the resolution to go ahead with the bond.
Bond anticipation.
And bond council did provide us with a very specific form that we can use and we can put in the minutes. Terry, do you have that? Did somebody share with you? If not,
I have copies. Now, with this said, this will allow us to, the town board, to authorize this.
At this point, you would pass a second resolution if that's what you want to do, to based on your authority under the general municipal law and also the municipal home rule law of New York, to send this to a referendum to a vote of all the voters of the town.
And the voters of the town. Okay.
Second.
Any comments?
Yeah.
I can't take public comment now because we're going through with this resolution. All right. This resolution is to just clarify it again before to move forward with this to go to a vote.
That's
the
right.
Town board is authorizing it to go to a vote.
That's correct.
Okay. The motion was made by
me,
Rich. Second was made by Ray. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. So at this time, this issue will be moving forward at the authority of the town board.
Do we have to set a date for that?
I would suggest and recommend that we set it for April 27th.
All right, so that should be the resolution. We should include that in the resolution?
Yes.
Okay. April 27th.
April 27th. Okay.
When do we have to start?
I have a question.
Now, is everything...
The only other thing I would suggest is that we even go a step further and make a motion tonight so that we don't have to wait even for the workshop meeting, and that is the language itself of the question that will be posed to the voters in the referendum. And I'm taking this essentially right out of our resolution. And that language would be, shall the town of Caro be authorized to issue serial bonds in an aggregate principal amount not to exceed $3,070,000 pursuant to the local finance law to finance the construction of a public library in the town of Caro, New York? And the answer is simply yes or no.
Yes or no.
Okay. And I'll give you that language.
Okay. That Tara just brought up the question, just to backtrack.
Sure.
Where are we going to have this vote? Would have to be something we'd have to work out with the Board of Elections.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Typically,
I think
it's a Tuesday.
27?
I think you said it's
the
fourth Tuesday,
right? It's the fourth Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a statute. It's noon till 9.
Oh.
Now, this eliminates the need for the public to go out and circulate a petition.
That's right. Right. There's no need for that because it would be redundant. It's right. Already going to go to
removing it forward. Okay. So now we need them. And I'm sorry. I don't want to miss
okay.
a step here, and I'm sure
thank you,
a group of people in front of me do not want us to miss a step. Can you just repeat what you said about
the
question, how we're going to word it?
Right. The question that will be presented to the voters, and this is, you could come in the form of a motion. This will be the language that we send to the Board of Elections so that they can get it to the printer and get it on the voting machines and get it set up. Shall the town of Caro be authorized to issue serial bonds in an aggregate principal amount not to exceed $3,070,000 pursuant to the local finance law to finance the construction of a public library in the town of Caro?
No problems with that board. I think it covers it. Okay. All right. With that said, then, can I have a motion to go ahead with the wording that could be passed on to the Board of Elections that would be on the ballot on April 27th?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. So that wording is taken care of. Okay. April 27th.
Yeah,
okay.
So.
All right. All right. At this time, all those. I'm sorry, Deb.
No, I'm just wondering, you know, before Tuesdays.
We vote at the Lutheran Church.
Okay. So would not be in.
Our polling area has been moved to the Lutheran Church.
Okay.
Tal. That pretty much everything for tonight. Jill, with what you've heard from Chris, we've covered pretty much everything, right?
Thank you very much.
Okay. The only thing I'm going to ask is Jill and Tal, if you could please call Chris at Rapport Myers tomorrow.
Sure.
And let her know. And if I need to sign anything, get in touch with me, okay? All right. At this time, I'd like to open up the floor for public comment.
John, before you do that, do we want to make a resolution to put it to paper for our stone to be hauled, or are we going to go with the county's?
We haven't even gone back to that yet. Can it hold off until the workshop?
Yes, May 10th is the last day.
All right.
We'll get the price for stone, last year's price. So.
Right. We meet April 1st. By then,
so we should have.
We'll do it at the workshop. All right. Okay. Ewald.
I am concerned also that this is done properly as well about the library, and I just have one question for Tal about the short form EAF. If it's a coordinated review, it's my understanding that an unlisted action may require a long form EAF.
It's not going to be coordinated. It's not going to be coordinated.
Not coordinated.
Okay. Right.
The other question could there be a comment period for writing in regarding the waiver of the planning board review? I know you postponed it, but can we write in comments?
Anybody have comments on that? Writing comments? No.
Yes or no?
Yeah, I'm just asking the board what their thoughts are. do we want to have a cutoff time when we would accept those write-in comments?
And you continue the public hearing until next month, and so the public will be able to weigh in
at that time.
When they're present at the time. If you believe that there are others that may have other written comments, or that there are people that cannot make it that night, we'd learn about that.
Well, then why don't we
leave it to the public meeting?
Do it till the public meeting. We'll take write-in comments until until the meeting. At least you'll have time between now and then to write something. And
it's April 21st. April 21st is the deadline.
Yeah, it's the deadline. That's fine.
I have a question about the voting. Is it our responsibility as the Board of Elections to notify the church?
I believe the Board of Elections, but don't worry, we'll be driving along.
But ask them.
Mention it.
Yeah, mention it. If you have questions, please mention it, and we'll find out the answers. Okay. Yes.
Something's got to be done the way these roads and everything are getting plowed. I made a couple calls to Steve, fill in some holes. Not done yet. It's been over 2 weeks. He put culverts in during the winter. Water's still flooding over the road. Culvert pipes are getting washed out.
Steve,
have you
been aware of this?
We have been, once a week, we check on those particular culverts that he's taking care of and filling the road. As soon as the blacktop plant opens, we will be blacktopping. That is one of the roads that we have planned on doing, one of the roads we have planned on motivating. Mm-hmm. Whether we get to do it or not, as far as potholes and things, we're filling them every day.
Steve, you haven't did ours over there in 2.5 weeks with those two culvert pipes you put in.
We have.
I called you a couple times.
Yes.
I even got a hold of John to tell him.
And I've sent men out to fix
it. Well, they didn't do it. Same as the first time around, you said you did it, and you never did it. If you can't do the job, get out.
You got to
I have it written down on the report for the guys to do it. And
if there's questions coming back,
Please,
if you can find the time, go out and check on
them. They don't have it now. I just filled them in.
If they're not getting done, then just follow up with it. Okay. So, any other questions or comments? Pat, you did have your hand raised. I'm sorry.
I was questioning the reasoning behind doing a permissive referendum and then going on a general referendum anyway. I don't know why both processes are being done. Normally, the permissive referendum is done to eliminate having to go to a general referendum, and then you can move ahead without having to go to a general referendum. Now, can you give me an insight on that?
Typically, when a board passes a resolution that is subject to a permissive referendum, it simply waits the 30 days, and at the end of that 30 days, if no petition arrives, then the resolution is automatically, by operation of law, binding. In this instance, I think the town board determined that because it is such a significant issue and point with the town, that it does need to go to a full vote with the voters.
Okay, so then the permissive referendum is really a moot subject to the board to go ahead and tell our referendum.
That's correct. Well, it's under the law, that's the terminology that is used because it is permissive. It's either done because there is a petition or because there's a further resolution of the board to go forward with the referendum. If it's a mandatory referendum, then as soon as they pass that resolution, it's automatic. It must go to the voters.
Which I assume is where it's going to wind up.
That's a totally different answer.
Okay.
A mandatory referendum goes to very specific items. Things like, in the example I always use, changing the supervisor's term. From the statute is 2 years. But if the town board decides, we want to make it 4, they pass a resolution, but if the resolution is subject to a mandatory referendum, it must go before the voters for that 2-year term to change to 4 years. There are specific categories and specific things that either are mandatory or that are permissive. The borrowing in this instance is subject to a permissive referendum.
I'm totally confused. What do we have right now? What do we have to look forward to?
The town board decided to move forward and say we want the public to vote.
So it's going to be a vote. We're not going to talk about a permissive referendum or
correct.
Whatever.
The
it's
town,
going to be a vote.
It is a referendum. We're shooting for April 27th.
Okay, fine.
John, can we get a commitment from the town board on the exclusive for the town park so that the anniversary committee knows where we stand so we can move on? Just for those days.
Yeah.
Until the workshop, Brian, on April 1st, I don't know what the high school, you know, I don't think it's going to be a problem, but I just want to make sure that we include those other organizations to make sure that there's nothing, you know, I have no problem with it. If we could just wait till April 1st, I just want to discuss it with them to make sure that they know what's going on and that they're aware of it and they can make their changes to their schedules and things like that before we do it tonight, because I don't think that would be fair to them that they read about it tomorrow in the paper and they say, well, we got this plan, this plan. This way they can make their arrangements. They know what our intent is going to be on those days and we'll take care of it then.
Also, can we bring up the monies at the workshop also?
We'll start discussing it. I'll say that, all right? It is a substantial amount of money, and you're giving us some time to start planning for it, which we appreciate. But, yes, we can bring that issue up also. Okay? Any other questions, comments, or concerns? Yes, Leanne.
It's my understanding, and I may be wrong, the town cannot use taxpayers' money and give them money for their convention. We can purchase things for
right.
them. We can
right.
pay for the toilets or some,
right.
or golf carts or something like that. We cannot hand $20,000 of
no.
taxpayer money over
no.
to
no.
right.
the
right.
We know right. that. We know
we just,
that.
But this way, and I mentioned that to them, to the firehouse committee, back when we first met, when I first came to you, I said, under no circumstances can we just hand you a check across the table for $10,000.
Well, I heard him say money, and
that's.
I just want to make
yeah,
sure that
right.
that's
we know.
Stuff.
We know that. We know.
We're going to just work together on different things, and we'll come to the conclusion. We have one thing that we have to do. I have to discuss with you. Yes. At this time, can I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
For those that are interested, when we come out, we are going to make a motion to pay bills, and there will be that will be the only motion. So there's nothing else going on.
I didn't know you were so
yeah.
simple.
Wow.
Well, I could have.
7 years of it.
I'm going to go.
Sarah, I hope you get these minutes done by tomorrow night.
Are you happy now? I'm perfect now. To get that blow up the executive seat. Well, I just drive you. I'm not going to hear. I'm sorry. I said, I'm going to go for cocktails and gentlemen, and Sutmeyer's coming through.
Let's get this thing on the roll.
You need to read. I will tell you where it is. You can go home. You can start reading. It's on the table. This is my desk. What kind of jobs are these?
I didn't want to say
Okay. I understand. Like,